All right, this is a really powerful clip. We'll play this, go to break, come back and join some stations. This is Lieutenant Colonel Edgren to Congress breaking down the war is already here in our homeland. Here it is.
It is an honor to speak with you today and give voice to the unseen, the U.S. government, AHI survivors, and their families. My name is Greg Edgren. I stood up and led the DIA's task force, which was in charge of taking care of our survivors and determining the cause. For background, I'm not an analyst. I'm a retired Army and intelligence officer. The following are my personal opinions and do not represent the opinions of the government. Given the classification of this topic, many of my comments will have to be made at a future closed-door session. As a country, we have been here before. Most people think this all started in Havana in 2016, the widely reported Havana syndrome. This led to the U.S. withdrawing most of its staff and ending rapprochement between Havana and Washington. But before Havana syndrome, there was the Moscow signal. Soviet intelligence bathed the U.S. embassy in Moscow with microwave transmissions. The health effects were similar to what we see today. There are many examples of syndromes and ailments from Americans injured in the line of duty that the government did not recognize for many years, which were eventually proven. Agent Orange used in Vietnam, the Gulf War syndrome, burn pits during the forever wars of Iraq and Afghanistan. In all of these examples, America took too long to acknowledge these injuries, and our service members languished without care. Havana syndrome is no different. The gaslighting of AHI survivors continues to this day as history repeats itself. Throughout all this, I learned America's best men and women in national security are being targeted and neutralized in a global campaign. AHIs have been reported in the press in every continent except for Antarctica, with a large percentage of these attacks occurring in the homeland, in American, in this town. The impact has been that mission-critical government officials working abroad and at home are being removed from their post with TBIs. Don't take my word for it. Nikolai Patrushev, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, wrote in September 2023, and I quote, "In recent years, hundreds of employees of foreign intelligence services involved in organizing intelligence and subversive activities against our country have been neutralized," end quote. The American people are losing strategic warning and decision-making advantage in great power competition. America's eyes are being blinded, their voices muted, their ears deafened. This is emboldening our other strategic rivals, such as China, and could encourage North Korea and Iran to take similar actions with no repercussions. We collected a large body of data, ranging from signals intelligence to human intelligence to open source reporting and everything in between. Unfortunately, I can't get into specifics based on the classification, but I can tell you, at an early stage, I started to focus on Moscow, and consistently, there was a Russian nexus. Since 2010, the number of counterintelligence incidents began to rise, and so did Russian gray zone activities. These included assassinations, poisonings, sabotage attacks against NATO allies and others, many of which has been documented by Christo. After talking with the survivors who were hit in the U.S. and abroad, I quickly realized these were no longer isolated incidents. There were reports of CI incidents, which included harassment, room intrusions, houses being defiled, tossed, pets poisoned, assaults on our personnel, officers and diplomats being drugged, doxing, families harassed, then an attack via directed energy, a red line to many because of the debilitating nature of these weapons.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits.